Whoa.
That was so powerful.
Yeah. It moves me every time. Almost to tears. But I stay strong. For you, Lai Ming.
Oh, thank you.
Anyways.
What do you have for us today?
Okay, Sharknado. Here's what I got. This one comes from Shel Silverstein. If you don't know him, I'm pretty surprised. Because do you know Shel Silverstein, Lai Ming?
No, not really.
Wow, okay.
I'm very bad at names.
Well, tell us.
Do you, Hyung, know who Shel Silverstein
Why
is?
Why should I know this?
Because he's a very famous poet, writer, and author. Maybe you've heard of The Giving Tree. It's one of the best child books almost, I think, ever written. And it's about a boy and a tree and their relationship as the boy gets older. I highly suggest just checking it out.
Okay.
Even for adults. It's just like, it's so deep. As a child's book, and I mean, amazing. But anyways, in the West, Shel Silverstein's like a poetry hero. So I would highly suggest reading some of his works. But today, guess what? Ryan did a little research, and he's going to read some Shel Silverstein to you. Okay, here it goes. She had blue skin, and so did he. He kept it hidden, and so did she. They searched for their blue their whole life through, then passed right by and never knew. So you might have to re-listen to that on demand if it kind of confused you. Poetry often kind of has that weird lingo, but the message here is that, you know, something inside of all of us we keep hidden, our true selves, and often maybe somebody else has that perfect matching piece to the puzzle. Yet whenever sometimes we go out on our first dates, we try to be the societal norm, like that cool guy in a sitcom we once watched, like, hey, yeah, I play football and I work out at the gym. Like, and that's how we just go our whole life through. Yet maybe we miss the people we can connect with the most just by being truly ourselves. Lai Ming, being truly himself, saying, you know, maybe some people are like, huh, Lai Ming's a nerd. Lai Ming's like,
I am
a nerd. And you know what? I'm totally proud. And I got my puzzle piece and I figured it out. I'm so brave, I can be myself. I don't need to be anybody else. So if two people and more people in the world can go like that, and do like that, and act like that, and be themselves, then maybe they won't have to go through their whole lives being alone. Because even if you find somebody that isn't necessarily, you know, maybe you get married, but you're not really, it was never a person you really showed your true self to, I fully think you're still going to be alone your whole life, even with that person there. So, guys, in any relationship, in any relationship you have, don't forget to show who you are and so that those puzzle pieces can connect. And then I think that's when love, boom, hits like a train.
Oh.
Choo-choo. Love train coming through.
Oh. I think there's a song that could summarize what you just said. And I'm going to sing
Boys.
It. I'm going to sing it.
Ooh,
to overthrow my image on the show.
Because
that song is sung with the cute voice. I see your true color, that's why I love you, so don't be afraid.
Oh,
just show
thank
me
you.
Your true color. Well, the song is True Color.
Yes, I remember that song.
I've never heard that song.
It's very cute, actually.
Until now, Lai Ming.
Well, thank you, Lai Ming, because I remember that song. Yes, about your true colors.
That was motivational.
Okay.
Because he was brave, and he sang.
Yeah, and I recognize the song, and I think it's very relevant.
Good
you
job.
Talked about being blue, and Lemmy talked about showing your true colors.
Die.
And also,
die.
Speaking of the color blue, the immediate reaction I had was Avatar after listening to
I was thinking of that 1990s, I'm blue, da-ba-dee-da-ba-die. You maybe never made it over here. Anyways, guys, Lai Ming, your quote, please.
Okay. Actually, my quote is somewhat related to our first topic. And it was said by Guan Zhong, some guy, the top advisor of Qi Huan Gong, which is the Lord Huan of Qi, the first hegemon in spring and autumn era, some 2,000 years ago. So this guy said, 君子食物不为物食，得一之礼. So a man should not be obsessed with material things, otherwise he will be reduced to a slave of things. The way to avoiding this is to stay focused. Stay focused on what? That's the question. So he also said something about planning. So he said, 一年之计莫如树谷. When one makes plan for the next year, the most important is to plant grains. 十年之计莫如树木. When one plans for the next 10 years, the most important is to plant trees. And 终身之计莫如树人. When one plans for one's whole life, the most important is to cultivate people. And there could be many interpretations to the word people. And well, he was a top advisor to the king, so he was talking about talents. But also it refers to us.I mean, when we are spending money on things that we barely can afford, are we also spending on books, on exercising? So a lot of people who spend our money at the end of the month, they are betting on a better future as we grow up. But is that better future going to happen? Well, it's not going to happen unless you invest in intelligence and in your physical well-being. Mm-hmm. And that's the quote that I get from Guan Zhong.
That's so interesting how and what someone said 2,000 years ago can still have relevance in modern day.
I think we find that quite often, yeah.
Yes, and that's the part that I find is like gold when we dig them out in the...
I like gold.
Well, I looked hard.
Yeah, you did. Well, thank you
so much. He dug deep.
For sharing.
For that gold.
Yes, in our Monday segment, Motivational Monday.
Yeah, Sharknado!
Let us know if you liked it or if it spurred some thought
or
for
if
you.
You've seen the movie Sharknado.
Let me know, too. I'm wearing a dress, apparently, that echoes Sharknado.